Abayangani, everyone. This is Professor Amon-Ra, Professor Emeritus, California State University of Long Beach, former city councilman for the city of Compton, former Compton College Board of Trustees, and former Compton Unified School District Board of Trustees. We want to welcome you to the Conscious Corner, and where we do actual facts about Blacks. A deep thinking and courageous questioning about the plights, the purpose, direction that we're going in as a people. And tonight, we have a very exciting guest, but before I get to that, I want to talk about the panel that will be here. And that is Brother Ahi out of Detroit. He's been here, longtime activist, student of our history, culture, and struggle. And we got Brother McBride, Ernest McBride, long historian of his father's legacy, and archivist of his father's legacy, and a longtime historian of Long Beach community activism towards liberating that area for the betterment of our people. We got Brother, is Mashinda on?
No, he's not here.
Okay, then. Brother Rashiki Maskani, who is responsible for this show and the CNN show, Community Education Network, which will be on tomorrow. Brother Rashiki Maskani, a longtime student activist, former athlete, star athlete in basketball, Cal State Long Beach, former, just a good brother, righteous brother that saw a way to reach out to the people and create this platform called the Community Education Network, which is our website. And we urge everybody to go there. We have archives of our last, of our speaking, and up bios of people that's on, most of the people that's on our panels, as well as books, as well as where to shop Black, if you want to shop Black. He just does amazing things. We want to appreciate Brother Rasha Keith. Our special guest today is a longtime activist and committed to reparations. Been a long time student, activist, and writer of proposals for reparations for us as a people. That means that challenging the system to repair us for the damage that they have done is during the Holocaust of enslavement, and at the same time, even contemporary abuses of us as a people seeking reparation. His name is Cliff Pruitt, a former all-star basketball player turned historian of reparations, and he got a lot to say about that this evening. He's going to give you a brief presentation and allow us to ask questions. So without further ado, Brother Cliff, go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Professor Ra, and thank you so much as well to Brother Rasha Keith. I have been in the situation discussing of reparations for our people for a long time, and we are getting to the point to where we have found that there are many people and many groups discussing and talking about reparations. That's really, really a good thing for our people. But we want to bring some structure to the reparations arena. Instead of having people just come from miles around and from different parts and angles of the issue, we want to just try to get people to start submitting reparations plans, so we can all look at them and assess all of them and see which one is the best one. And the people in our reparations group have found that there are some other good reparations plans besides our ARS reparations plan. And we do want to have a construction factory going to where we can excavate all of the good ideas from every reparations plan and put them into one reparations plan. Now, the majority of information that we have, it pretty much does cover all the angles and bases of all the damage and shows all the problems that have been done to our people. And we have a comprehensive format for solutions. So we do expect to get some other ideas for a reparations plan, but not very many, because like I say, we have been studying the issue for over 40 and nearly 50 years. So our plan is quite thorough. So Professor Raw, just like you say, it's very, very difficult to get people to read reparations information, or like you say, to give people a reading assignment, because most people just are not going to do it. But when we get to the point to where everybody is pushing our back against the wall, then sooner or later, it is going to get to the point to where the masses of Black people are going to say, yes, we do need to have a reparations plan, and all of the African Americans and Black people and our allies can push for that one reparations plan, and the United States government and all the other guilty groups will gladly give us that reparations plan. So we have to be very, very careful in the way that we proceed in this reparations arena, because we are in a situation right now to where people are paying a lot of attention to our cry and our calls for reparations. In the midst of having all these wars and overseas and having this war at home with this immigration issue, Black people cannot be shut out of the door, left behind or forgotten. We have got to stand up right now. You all unite, stand up and scream strong and loud and say that Black people need our reparations. We need justice too. We need to make sure that we continue the fight that our ancestors and our forefathers started for the liberation of our people. That's very critical. That's crucial for us to do that. We cannot let all these other affairs and other events going on across this country and across this globe prevent us from coming together to demand justice for our people. We cannot do that. We have got to now pull up our bootstraps and come together. And we have to do like Michael Jackson did when he called for his record to be produced by all those fabulous entertainers. We are the world. We have got to do that, Black. We got to stop with all of these little innuendos and little petty grievances that we have amongst ourselves. And we got to come to the table and do what is best for the masses of our people. It is not conducive to the Black nation to have people separate themselves from the masses of our people. That's not what reparations is about. Reparations is about African Americans and the global Black family coming together and declaring a position so that we can get recognized to get reparations. That's why when our AR's Global Black Reparations Plan, we call for a plebiscite vote. We call for sovereignty for our people. We declare the position to let everybody on this earth know that Black people are indigenous to this land and this entire earth. So when you hear other people talking about they're indigenous to this land, they're the sovereign people of this country, that is not the truth. Black people are the original people to this land, to this territory. They were called the great Black African ancient old mix. You can look it up online and find it out for yourself. Now, one thing that we do have to do, again, is make sure that everybody is in a position to accept a good amendment from anybody that comes to the table and has a good idea for reparations. We have to incorporate it into our plan. So that's why ARS is a moving a plan, and we figured it ARS should be the base reparations plan for African Americans and Black people. Let me just say it like that. Because like I said, we have just about all the angles and bases covered, and our solutions are far wider and more comprehensive than other reparations plans. So what I would like to do is let people get a chance to ask some questions right now. If anybody has a question or a statement.
Brother Pruitt, yes. First tell them about your plan. What your plan is.
Okay.
What, bring to the table. Then we ask questions.
Okay, well, let me tell you about our reparations plan. First of all, it's called the African American Reparations / Sovereignty Global Black Reparations Plan. The damage that has been done to Black people is both at home and abroad. So the reparations plan should be into the effect.
Hello, is it just me? Did I lose him?
No, you didn't lose me. I hear you loud and clear.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so now the five main points of our ARS reparations plan is how we would like people to compare our plan to everybody else's. But our plan, again, we have five main points. And let me just tell you about them basically and generally. The first point of the ARS Global Black Reparations Plan is spiritual guidance. We want to give African Americans and all Black people the option to engage in AAIU education and preparation to receive AARS reparations programs. We teach everyone to submit to the will of God and to learn the blessings and benefits for using good, clean, and clear language. They will learn to absorb African cultural, traditional, and social values for a strong spiritual and moral foundation. Rashke, that's the mental transformation we were talking about. So we have that at the top of the list for Black people to be prepared to transform mentally, to take ourselves to a better level in this country and on this earth. And Black people will learn and manage to maintain good spending and saving habits, to embed financial stability and gain family enrichment. They will learn to resolve negative impulses, stimulants, and vices to reduce and soon eliminate all their bad thoughts and behaviors to become the best person possible. We want every African American and every Black person on this planet to self-actualize, reach the maximum of your potential, and that will start with a mental transformation. We will strive for a national and global Black family reunion by studying and embracing Black nationalism and Pan-Africanism. Again, very important for us to know the history of our people. The second main point of ARS, first of all, does anybody have any questions about the first part of ARS, the spiritual guidance part? Does anybody have any questions for that?
Brother, I'd rather you go through the whole five, then we get to the questions and answers.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, our second point is generating wealth. To fund and support the AARS Hedge Fund to prioritize repairing all the damage, solving all the problems, implementing all AARS remedies and solutions at home and abroad, and facilitating genuine and lasting reconciliation with all others via economics. So that's another strong part of our second point of AARS, to generate wealth. Our third point is government prime land grants to return and rebuild historical all-Black towns and settlements, and to build new, beautiful, elite, and safe repatriated and sovereign cities right here at home and abroad. The fourth point, the 12 forces of AARS to show Africa's prominence from the beginning of civilization, culminating in her genius to lead in world progress with her dynamic contributions and inventions to benefit all of humanity, then her unenviable demise and downfall. That is how we list and discuss all damages and problems to provide reasoning to implement comprehensive, universal, and viable reparation models with AARS processes, programs, and services. That is how Black people recover from ages, centuries, and evil extensive eras of aggression for a revival and reconnection back to their glorious past. Our fifth point of AARS are the seven power moves. This is very important. for African Americans and all Black people to use the process to move in a united, national, and simultaneous system to reject injustice and to command swift, direct, and everlasting money, power, and respect. Social fabric they lack, but will gain with collective action. So there are our five main points. The floor is open for any questions.
Roxy P?
Yeah.
I can't see everybody, but I'm gonna start with Ernest. And then after I do Ernest and Ahi, is Machinda ever come on?
He's here.
All right, and Machinda, then if you see some people, you can go, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brother Ernest, you have any questions?
Well, I had attended, I'm belong to the Historical Black Culture District. You know, in Long Beach, and we just chaired by Sharon Jackson, and we meet like once a month throughout the year, you know, we tended a presentation on reparations where they had a lady came that with the California State Assembly. You know, I don't know, you're probably aware of, they had a plan also.
And yes.
So they went over that and gave us some data on that. We were kind of looking at that and studying that. So this, you know, I was unaware that there was another organization, and yours is ABARS?
No, no. Our organization is called the AAIU.
Oh.
The African American Independent Union.
Okay.
The name of our reparations plan is called the African American Reparations / Sovereignty AARS Global Black Reparations Plan.
Okay, I see.
Thank you for putting on the screen, Rasha Keith.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, brother, that is interesting that you are from a Long Beach and you're a longtime activist. Do you remember a fellow from Long Beach by the name of Ronnie Settles?
Oh yeah, we really fought that one, you know, because that guy Brown, that police officer that murdered him, you might as well say, you know, they had recruited him, Signal Hill, you know, recruited him from another police department. They found out the background on him. He was racist when Signal Hill hired him, you know.
Right.
So and I worked with Ron Settle's dad, you know, because I was his supervisor in the 50s. We worked at the airport.
Okay.
And I would work with Ron, you know, I knew him very well, you know.
Okay.
And so we worked together for about 3 years. And then that was really sad there, because I'm kind of in the NAACP with my dad, because he was one of the founders of the NAACP in 1940. And they really fought that one hard, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we definitely would get together and discuss that at a later date for sure, my dear brother. And I will make sure that I get this information to you, because if you do have a group of people that do read, and that is what we need to have done. And our reparations plan used to be 500, 750 pages, but now for our reparations plan, we have it all the way down to only 50 pages, and we broke it up into like four different summaries and a couple of introductory documents, so it would be easy for people to read. But if you would read that, my dear brother, I believe you could help us out tremendously if you could take your time and try to understand what we're talking about here. We want to get our own land to build our own cities. That really is the key to reparations for Black people.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
We hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Okay, yeah, now. I had kind of lost you. is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Brother, you said two things there. You said sovereign, you said spirituality.
Yes.
Those are loaded.
Yes.
Going to a spiritual level, you have to have your mind right.
Yes.
And after being held captive in this country, 500 years.
That is not.
There's some mental health issues here. There's some mental health issues. A lot of us are not in our right minds.
Yes.
And where does that, addressing our mental health issues, where does that fit into the spirituality and sovereign? My other question, are we talking about like freeing up some land or nation time, like, you know, having our own or?
Yes. Sovereignty is land, brother. Yes. Sovereignty means we have our own land and build our own cities.
Okay, so we'll be in control of our own destiny and govern ourselves.
Exactly. We will form our own government and we will write our own laws.
And I'm going to assume that we're going to have land here in the Americas.
Oh, yes, we certainly will have land here in the Americas. That's why we tell them that when we move forward in our reparations arena, that we want to make sure that we return and rebuild historical all black towns and settlements. So we definitely will be working in the area to reclaim the land that has been taken from us by eminent domain and has been encroached on us from immigration. And we're gonna look at the whole gamut when we talk about our people. We're not gonna leave any stones unturned. We're gonna answer every issue that confronts our people.
Well, you say you lands and stuff that have been taken like eminent domain, that's happened all over this North American part.
That is absolutely right.
What about having a few states so that we can be a true?
Many people have put that proposal forth before. I believe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the first one. I believe the brothers from the New African
Republic of New Africa.
Yeah, Republic of New Africa, right. They called for it too. Thank you, brother. And when we did the studies on that, it came up that it would be too combative to people around the country to have so much property. And that's how come we asked people to just let us have 40 square miles of land, because they know that land is crucial in the struggle of liberation for any people. Like, you have to have your own land, because if you don't have your own land, you are the property of the people who own the land. And that's why black people have so many problems in this country and on this earth today. We don't own any of our land. We don't govern ourselves. And we should do that. Black people are amazing. Black people have soared through the heights of progress in the midst of pure hostility in this country. Black people should be given much more credit than they are, sir. But we're going to fight and struggle until we get our just due. And that is a big part of it, sovereignty. A lot of people have always said, Brother Pruitt, what should black people really get for reparations? What do they deserve for reparations? After going through all the pain and suffering and misery that they have went through, all the beatings and whippings and suffrage and bringing up of the families and the loss of culture, what is really fair, you know, to give black people for reparations? And the only thing that is fair and true to form to that question is that black people get their own land and begin to have self-rule, self-control, and govern themselves. Black people do not need to be under the control of anybody else any longer. We need to be a strong, independent people. And we get that by coming together, becoming a strong, solid, committed, dedicated, forceful group of people. Now, we can't have all these people running around like they're trying to get us to. Now they have us divided up and going into so many different directions, it's like we a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off. And it's just terrible, brother. That's how come we put information together on paper to try to bring everybody together. But I do appreciate your understanding, sir, because you're right. Sovereignty is one of the keys for the liberation of our people.
And of course, coming together, you got to have your head right. So what about the mental health of our people, and how do we galvanize around this one idea? How do we galvanize to get these people who still have like slave conscience, which is, let's face it, maybe half of us or more, consciousness? Yeah. How do we inject them with the desire and the knowledge to want to pursue this?
What you have to have is an inner circle of people like the brother I was just speaking before you, brother like myself and yourself, and we get us a group of 10 people. We form an intellectual, a black chamber of commerce, something similar to like, do you remember your brother Randall Robinson? He had the Trans Africa Forum think tank. You remember that?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that's what we have to do, see, because we have put the information together. So now we need a present day think tank. And I wish, Lord have mercy, oh God, Jesus, that brother was still alive, because he could lead us good in that arena. But it's going to be important for us, Brother Ahi, that we do come together and we understand and recognize that our people have been damaged mentally, and we need some time to overcome the dramatic injuries that have happened to us both emotionally and psychologically. And we do have a spiritual guidance program for that. You know, we have it written right here. We just read it to you. So that we teach everyone to submit to the will of God and to learn the blessings and benefits for using good, clean, and clear language. Now you start right there. And just say, for instance, we are able to form a think tank, and we are able to get our people to transform mentally just to stop using all the filthy and foul language. Do you know how many blessings God will give us if we do that? Because black people are out of control in this country with this language and this activity we engaged in, brother. So let's keep it real, and let's be true to the game, and let the Lord know we want to come back home, and please accept us. And we are sorry for our attitudes, and we want to try to improve our conditions, and that's why we're struggling and fighting for reparations.
Thank you, brother, for your answers.
Thank you, brother, for your question.
Brother Machinda.
Good evening, Brother Pruitt. Appreciate your honesty, your optimism, and your due diligence. You know, I've heard you probably two or three times on this podcast, and every time you come on, you know, you seem that you're convicted in what you're talking about, and you're not alone, brother. You know, it's part of a lot of people who, you know, mindsets who believe in what you're talking about, you know, from reparations to, you know, things that, you know, what we need to do, you know, acquire land, you know, get together. I think Brother Ahi, you know, one of the things he said, you know, I was thinking along them same lines in terms of, you know, getting the people to buy in. You know, how do we get these folks to buy in? Now, there are, and Brother Ra, you know, Professor Ra always talked about, there's a lot of positive people on the planet doing a lot of great things. And right. He's absolutely right. There are some of us who are on the front line, who have been on the front line, or who stand in as advisors or so forth, you know, to keep the struggle alive and well, you know. So, yes. You know, so this is not a, you know, it's nothing. Everything you're talking about is 100%. But and my thing is, you know, in my pathway of my everyday life, I deal with a lot of people, and I like to think that I'm trying to prod them, and I use that term loosely, but trying to get them to move in a direction of you know, upward mobility, positive thinking, self-determination, you know, self, you know, not being so dependent on, you know, the system, but, you know, joining in and using our pooling our own resources, you know, Brother Ra and also Mylana Karanga, who's been on there, talked about Kwanzaa, the cooperative economics and things like that. There are a lot of people for years been talking about cooperative economics and
yes.
and things like that, you know, and those are the ideas that inspire me and to keep me in the game and keep me going at this stage in my life. So I just want to commend you for just showing up tonight and not and being steadfast and being, you know, and keeping your, you know, it's, and like you say, you don't own that point. You come to the realization that this is what's going to take for us to collectively, you know, rebound. And I know you know about rebounding because you was a beast, but how we rebound from how, you know, to the next level, you know?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
so, sir. And so, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. People can listen to you say, oh, well, ain't nobody going to do that. That's far-fetched. And man, okay, you pipe dreaming and all that. But if we don't have you, brother, if we don't have some like-minded people like you, the dream dies, the struggle dies, you know? And yes. we know, and so, you know, hey, I think everybody who comes on this podcast, the regulars in particular, and I like to call you a regular, although you show up probably every two or three times a year, but still, you're a regular. I think we understand what we up against and things like that, so there's no argument there. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, they're doing a full court press. We all know that, you know, what's happening globally, nationally, locally, it's a lot going on. And a lot of our people, back to Brother Ahi, about how do we get these folks to buy in, the masses, because what I tend to understand is that the masses are under the, my dad is no longer around, but he coined this to me because I had never heard it before. He said, listen, son, you know, the whole world's on dope. And not, he's not talking about pharmaceuticals or, you know, street drugs. He's talking about under the influence of something. And so social media, for one example, has people under the influence of somebody else's thinking. So, you know, there's all kind of, you know, folks out there that entice and appeal to weak-minded people or young people, gullible people, or wherever they're at in their lives to where they tend to subscribe to other thinking. And so when you come in with what you're talking about, it's kind of like they're running interference in terms of what you're trying to get across. And like I said, right. I'm just saying you, but hey, there's a whole lot of other folks that came before you that has been talking about the same thing. But I still I give you your credit, you know, not that you need credit, but I give you your props in terms of keeping it going, keeping the flame lit, you know. But it's you know, I don't, my cup is half full, but it's a tough nut to crack in my everyday life. When I'm communicating with masses of people, it's like the level of ignorance is beyond belief. And yeah, in terms of what we're talking about, but right. So I just wanted to inject that. But but all in all, I just want to say, brother, keep doing what you're doing. You convicted in what you're doing. It's all good, and we'll leave it at that. Thank you, brother.
Boy, I really appreciate that, brother. You know, anytime a person like myself spends so much time reading and writing and not getting any compensation, just doing it for the benefit of my people, it really is a mile of encouragement to hear somebody say that they appreciate what we're doing. And I thank you so much for that, brother. And like I said, that's strong words of encouragement, and your partner, Brother Pruitt, gonna keep on keeping on until we get our reparations.
Brother Ross,
right on.
Brother Ross,
yeah, I'm ready. I'm gonna go to Kelly. Yeah, we have about four other people here. Kelly? Are you there, Kelly? Kelly's phone?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any questions or comments for Brother Cliff?
Yes, I would like to have Brother Pruitt elaborate on item number two, generating wealth, and the mention of a hedge fund.
Okay, yes. So what we have done is we use our hedge fund as our general business base to conduct our programs to generate wealth for our people. So they have different programs in the intellectual market that are not available to the average person. And we have had some economists give us the information on those programs. So we have investigated those programs and we found that they are legitimate. And so the good thing about those programs is you generate hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars. These hedge funds have trillions of dollars in which to operate these programs. So that's why we established an ARS hedge fund. So we can make sure that the money that we generate will enable us to get our own land, to build our own cities. This is crucial. It's very important that we do that because that's how we enable ourselves to become our own educators and housing and healthcare providers. And we form our own police force. And I mean, we build all the supermarkets and schools, and we have control of our churches and the rhetoric that goes on our network programs. And we just really start like another civilization for our people. We take control of ourselves, as that is what the whole terminology of sovereignty is. So when you're talking about taking care of yourself, getting your land to build your own city, you're going to have control of all of your businesses. You have to have money to do that. You need your own government to do that. You need your own form of generating wealth to do that. As a matter of fact, you need many forms of generating wealth to do that. A whole different type tax structure system, which does come with ARS. So it's very important that we focus on generating wealth, because we can bring all of the countries that are on this earth and in a third world condition, or in a very bad position with all these wars going on, we can let them come to the table and we can have them generate wealth and build up their countries. And that will turn their face away from war to peace. I mean, people laugh all the time at me ever since I've been in college, talking about, Brother Pruitt, you are never going to get a utopia in this country or anywhere on this earth. And I always tell them I'm going to die trying, because I really truly believe in the human spirit still. Just like you were saying earlier, Brother, Professor Rob pointed out, there's a lot of good people around this earth doing a lot of good things. But it's just sad to point out that this world is in such a bad condition because there's a whole lot of more bad people doing a whole lot of more bad things. So we in a spiritual warfare, are we in a battle for the control of the minds of our people? And we have to keep it on getting land to build our own cities. And Dr. Kelly, generating wealth is a very, very important element for us to do that, because again, we can take ourselves out of the poverty that we live in, and we can tell others out of poverty that live all around the world in situations that are not they're not suitable for human beings. You know, people all over this earth are living in bad conditions, while you got a couple of people running around here worth $100 billion, $200 billion, $400 billion. We have to get a fair distribution of this wealth going here some kind of way. And ARS will take us in that direction. So we're looking at generating wealth not only to build up our cities, but also to get a good situation going with reconciliation too. So thank you so much for that question, Dr. Kelly, because ARS does represent reparations and reconciliation, and we need to emphasize that point. So thank you so much for your question, Dr. Kelly. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Derek Barnes.
Good evening, Brother Pruitt. I want to thank you for educating us tonight, and I've enjoyed the presentation thus far. I'd like to ask a question on what ARS has in mind for us policing ourselves, and what if you could just paint that picture for us this evening.
Yes, that's a very good question too, cuz how's everything going down there up in North Carolina?
Lovely, cuz.
I show you right. Okay, so now for the least part, you know, out here in Los Angeles, we have a large sect of Black people called Crips and Bloods. They're very, very tough brothers, but they do not really live a spiritual life. They live a gangster life. But we have been talking to the brothers from the military, and they always told me, Brother Pruitt, you know a whole lot of them Crips and Bloods, and you know a whole lot of us military brothers too. So the military brothers was telling me that they could train the Crips and the Bloods and a bunch of other tough brothers and sisters from the community that's coming out of jail to be military trained people, to be the military police for our repatriated and sovereign cities. They say, we just want to put that on your mind, you guys, and let you think about it. The Crips and the Bloods came back to us and said, we are willing to make the change in our minds and in our lives if we get an opportunity to be the police for the city, for our people. So that's the whole picture of it right there, Cousin Derek, because it is a reason for us to utilize these Black people who have been shuffled up under the ground and given such a bad name. We need to give them some hope too and let them know that everybody that's Black is welcome to AARS. We ain't leaving nobody behind. So hopefully that does give everybody an idea of how we would do that, because that's important. You know, you take a group of strong brothers, you need to take them through military training so they can become better people, stronger men, and a good, capable police force for your city. So thank you very much for your question, Cousin Derek.
Thank you, Brother Pruitt. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, Donald Bigpen. Okay, might be just listening. Tanisha Grooms.
Yes, good evening. That's actually my daughter's avatar. I used her Zoom one time and I can't figure out how to pull her avatar or close her app.
And what's your name? And your name is?
My name is Eddie.
Eddie, okay.
Yes. Greetings to all. I did get on kind of late, but I was on before. My question is, we all have so-called Indian in our lineage, and we get so much of the narrative of this landmass from others. There are so many wise ones out there that are doing research on who we are. Every now and then I've ran across an individual that when they do research on their family, they find out they weren't prisoners of war, which is really what I prefer to say, because there's too much information that proves that we were here before Christopher Columbus was Uber to our ancestral land.
You are absolutely right, brother. You say he was Ubered here, huh?
Yes, indeed. You know, I remember in third grade when they first started talking about him, he had two failed missions.
Right.
And they put the information right in front of our face. He came across the waters in 1492.
Right.
And so did the Moors.
Right.
So, Like I said, there's quite a few people. There's Dane Calloway. There's a sister that I believe used to sing classical music from Georgia, who's a hood fabulous, I like to say, because she still talks to King's English when she gets up in her energy. There's a sister named Phoenix Moon. There's the guy in Costa Rica, Carimio, to name a few top cats. But my question is, so many people are striving to honor their mother and fathers by finding out who their mothers and fathers are, going back generations. And in most situations, it's easy to go back past the 1800s, because if you look at, especially our age, I'm 65 this time so far. I'm an Aquarian, so I know I have a unique way of talking or expressing myself. So I do apologize in advance. But there's land patents in our ancestral name. Most of us know that basically the Civil War really is what changed the dynamics of this country. If at all possible, if we were to do that and find out that our three generations great mothers and fathers, great great grandparents, did have 100 acres or whatever the case may be, of course, it really wouldn't have anything to do with Emancipation Proclamation. And we could prove that by way of who our immediate parents are and their immediate parents going back. Because I'm in the Carolinas and they're ripping up the woods and this fertile soil and putting up subdivisions. So I really feel that partly the reason why is because so many people are starting to claim those land patents in their ancestral names. So if we would possibly consider that and we find that out, we would have land. And even prime example, I'm not necessarily into politics, but my point is the Electoral College came from land barons. So that would also give us prominence again in reference to who would be head of the Corporation of the United States if we would work together.
Excuse me, well, brother, could you repeat the question one more time, please?
Okay.
No. Just the last part. Just the last part. You said who would be the head of the United States Corporation. What do you mean by that? Clarify that question.
Okay. I apologize. The president of the United States. The president of the United States. This land existed before the 1700s. And there were presidents that was presidents of this land, chiefs and all of that, before there was the United States. So if we would take the initiative and do a little bit of research on our ancestry and find these things out, then we would have land. So all we basically would have to do is tie ourselves back together as a people, create a culture, therefore we would have a consciousness, therefore it would assist us with healing from our traumas and mental illness from dealing with this parasitic environment, so to speak.
Excuse me, brother. Excuse me. This is Professor Rock.
Yes.
Appreciate what you're discussing. We'd like to have you on the show to discuss what you're talking about. Right now, we're focusing on the AARS program with Brother Pruitt.
Okay. I do apologize, but you know, I just want to say.
Let me just say this. If you leave your name, leave a contact number in the chat or before you get off, yeah, we'll get in contact and we'll have you on the show to talk about your dynamic information that you're sharing with us about, Ivan Van Sertleman, they came before Columbus, the Moors, and all of that later. But right now, we want to get back to Pruitt's five mm-hmm. of his AARS program.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. I apologize. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's your name again? How are you? What is it? What's your name again?
My name is Eddie. Ed Grooms. GROOMS.
Okay. Do you have an email or text number?
Yes.
Right. My email. I get it at the end of the show.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? Rusty?
We got. And Pita and George came on about 10 minutes ago.
Do you have any questions to prove it?
No questions.
What about you, Rashi?
No, I don't have any at this time.
Okay, I just have a few. Brother Pruitt, you still here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, when you say spiritual guidance and God, generally we say God, you're talking about Christianity, because other people have different names for God, other spirituality. Are you talking about everybody coming up under the Christian doctrine or what?
No. We're asking everybody to submit to the will of God.
Well, okay, that's Islam.
So that means we cover Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hebrews, everybody.
Okay. I just want to make that clear. Second.
Okay.
And bringing them together is going to be rough.
Yes, sir. But ain't nothing worthwhile easy though.
Okay. When you say generate wealth.
Yes.
Is that generate the wealth to start the AARS program, or generating wealth to operate the land and the cities that we're asking for?
Both. We're in the midst of opening the generating wealth part right now, and it's going very, very well. We will have some more reparations information to reveal to the public probably by next January or February. That is going to blow everybody's mind. But we're working very, very hard, and we're diligent in what we do. And we're going to stay fast with our program. And it's interesting, everybody was saying, Brother Pruitt, how are you going to get people to buy into this? And it's going to have to be by sharing the information on paper. That's the only way you can get people to come together.
Yeah, I'm not talking about when you say generate wealth.
Yes.
You either getting it through donations or getting it through some.
No. We get it from the people have caused some great damage to Black people, and we have all of that documented. And so we want them to come to this program that we find to generate wealth, and they put up $100 million to $5 billion, and they generate wealth over the next 2 to 4 to 8 month period. And they take a small percentage of it and give us the lion's share, and everybody walks away happy, because this program is to help Africa and Black people.
You explain that part where you say you're going to get the people that we're getting reparations from to put up money, and they're going to get their money back by generating wealth. So how are they going to generate wealth off their investment or donation or things of this nature? And how does a portion of it help us build the cities that you're talking about, and plus pay them back?
Okay, let me just give you an example, make it clear for everybody. Let's look at Britain, for instance. Great Britain, everybody knows they have benefited tremendously from harming African Black people. And let's throw the United States government in there too. Everybody knows they have benefited tremendously from slave laws and segregation, and they have done a lot of damage to Black people. So we tell them, United States government, you put up $5 billion into this program, we generate wealth, we'll have $25 billion back, we'll give you $10 billion, and we'll keep $15 billion. The United States government will be very, very happy, and Black people would be very, very, very happy too. And so this is the program, and that's why we tell everybody else that ARS is much, much better than all these other reparations plans, because we have figured out a way to do that. And that is very important. That's a big part of racism to keep everybody broke and one or two groups of people go around the country, around the world, and have all the riches and wealth to themselves and everybody else broke and begging. No, no, we got to change that. We have to have a fair distribution of wealth.
So which government or country are going to make that contribution of the billion?
That is open. Anybody that wants to come to the table and they want to talk about they would like to be a part of reparations and reconciliation, the door is open to them.
All right.
Okay.
Second thing, the third is, you said government land grants. What about that?
Oh, well, the government has went around the country and around the world and taken land from indigenous people, and they need to return that land. For instance, down in Florida, they have some people called the Geechies. I don't know if you heard about them, but they took their land from them, and we need to get that land back. Out here in Los Angeles, over by the cities of Downey and Bell Gardens, in the city of Bell, it is terrible. You go over there, you can't see nothing but Mexicans and Spanish writing on the walls, and it is atrocious. So that is area that has been encroached upon by immigration against Black people. We need that land back. So this is documented all around the country. This is not a mystery to anybody. We know where the areas are where Black people have lived historically and traditionally in this country, and we want those areas back.
So it's not land grant.
Well, no, there's not land. There's not land grant, but we call them land grants because at the end of the day, when we sign our papers for our sovereign land, it will become an official land grant. That's what that is.
Okay. And then you said something about AI for the fourth thing.
Oh no, the fourth thing was the 12 forces of ARS.
ARS.
Right.
The fourth thing is the what?
The 12 forces.
What are those 12 forces?
Okay, let me get this up here. Let me see here. Where is my phone? Okay, Rasha Key, you see that the website that I have there?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go to the website and you go to the fourth summary,
which is AAIU info. And SEEG info?
Let me see here. I can't pull it up right now. It's on the last summary. If you go to the home page, there is the fourth summary that is called the closing summary. And on the second page of that summary, you will see the 12 forces.
Is it near the end of the page?
It is near the bottom of the page, yes.
Rasha
Key? Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Okay, it's on the home page. You scroll down to the fourth summary. It's the closing summary. Can you see that?
Rasha.
I'm looking for it.
On the home page, Rasha Key, there's four summaries.
That's okay right about now. Let me just go to the fifth thing.
Okay.
Sovereign power. What do you want?
The seven power moves are also on that summary. I need to bring that summary up, Rasha Key, and let me scroll you down to where this both those two things are, because both of them are right there on our home page. Can you do that, Rasha Key?
Yes.
Okay, pull the home page up.
That's an executive. You talking about?
No. The closing summary, the last summary, it says number four to the upper left-hand corner.
Right here.
Okay, go to the second page on that. Can you, there you go. Okay, now go to the next page. Okay, there you go, right there. Those are the 12 forces of ARS right there on that page. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, now if you do you see where it says on that page, it says the seven power moves on page 9. Can you see that on that page?
It's excuse me, Rusty.
Yeah.
I'm having a challenge right now. I need you to finish up the show.
And okay, I'll do that.
Okay. I gotta go. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this here's the 12 forces right here.
Yes. And the seven power moves, they are all on the closing summary. That's the easiest way for everybody to put it in. Everybody can find them.
And how do easily. We get to that?
It is on the home page. It's the fourth summary.
The fourth summary.
On the home page, it is called the closing summary. Can you see that?
Three. Right here. Is this it?
I don't have it in front of me now, brother.
The closing, it says reparation plan closing summary. Yeah.
Yep, that's it right there. Okay, so on the third page are the 12 forces, and then on page 9 are the seven power moves.
Okay, I went to the third page, and now I'm going to the ninth page.
Okay. And you should be able to see the seven power moves like about near the bottom of the ninth page.
Yeah, I got this right here, yes.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Okay, so then everybody can go there and read them when they check that out. But that's a good program, right, Rashiki? I appreciate that.
Okay, is there anything you want to leave us with, Cliff?
Just ask people to go to our home page and read those two AARS intro docs and the four AARS summary docs. And they can understand exactly what we need to do to get our reparations within 1 year. It's something that is called the Kwanzaa Reparations Project. And that's what I want to leave everybody with. And our website link is https://AAIUAARSTALK.com. That's AAIUAARSTALK. That's all one word, .com.
Yeah, I have it right here. Yeah.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay, yeah, one more time.
The website... That's so old, guys. We need a three-peat.
That's all right, brother. That's all right. Okay, The AAIU website is https://  AAIUAARSTALK.com. AAIU was all one word too, brother. All small letters. AAIUAARSTALK.com.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Because I'm still kind of tired of, you know, California Assembly got a reparations plan. When I went to a meeting about 3 months ago, and they had a lot of information on it, and it basically was looking for monetary, reparations. So.
Right, and I saw that the governor.
Yeah, Senator Bradford Inglewood was kind of leading that group.
Right, and I see that the governor had rejected their proposal.
Right, okay.
Right.
Okay, so I appreciate you coming on again, Cliff. And
all right, thanks for having me, bro. Roger Key, I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, so make sure you keep in contact and we will talk again. I would like to thank everybody for coming out this evening. And tomorrow, I would like to share who's on tomorrow if anybody's interested. Let me go to the website, how you guys got on this evening. And hear who we have next tomorrow. This is the about page. So if you go to the homepage on the website, communityeducationnetwork.com, and we have Lenore Strickland. She's going to discuss mental health versus mental illness, understanding the difference. And let me give you a little background on her. It's right here. Licensed professional counselor, MS, LPC, and she's out of Texas. She will be our guest tomorrow. If anybody's interested in coming, you join the same way that you came on this evening. Right underneath the show and information, join Zoom meeting. Just one click and you're on.
Okay.
So I appreciate everybody this evening for coming out. I'm going to say each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody continue to have a great day.
Okay.